CD 2. Track 12.
You're listening to Travel Tales. I'm Valerie Doubleday, and today we're asking you to tell us about people who have been on amazing journeys. Our next caller is Scott from York. Hello, Scott.
Morning, Valerie.
Who's your travel hero, Scott?
Well, Valerie, I love cycling, so my travel hero is a cyclist. His name is Alistair Humphreys, and he's just returned to the UK from an amazing journey all around the world by bicycle. He cycled 46,000 miles across 5 continents and through 60 countries.
Amazing! Which route did he take?
Well, he took a ferry across the English Channel, then he cycled through Europe and the Middle East, down from Egypt to South Africa, got a boat to South America, through the Americas from Patagonia to Alaska, then he sailed across the Pacific to Siberia and Japan, then back on the bike across Asia and back to Europe.
How long did it take him?
4 years and 3 months.
What were his favourite places?
He really liked South Africa, Sudan, Russia and Colombia, but he said that in general, people were really friendly everywhere.
Did he have any difficult moments?
There were problems getting visas for some countries and a few difficult customs officers at some borders. He got lost a few times and he had a few crashes. And he had some pretty extreme weather, from 45 degrees Celsius in Sudan to minus 40 in Siberia.
Oh!
In China, he rode for 1 month without a break. 4,200 kilometres without a shower.
Ooh!
He cycled up a 4,900 metre high mountain in Peru. And in one day, in Bolivia, he got 15 punches.
Oh dear! Why do you think he did it?
For the adventure, of course, but above all, to raise money for the charity Hope and Homes for Children. He's raised more than £13,000.
Have you met him?
Yes, I met him last week.
What's he doing now?
He's having a rest, and then he might write a book about the journey. He needs to make some money. He says that most of the people he met on his journey thought he was rich because he has a bicycle. But here, if the only thing you own is a bike, people think you're poor, so that's why he needs to get some money.